Don't just take my word for it, by Krishna's mercy.
Quote, Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead, and one should always meditate upon him and enjoy one's transcendental relationship with him. He is the supreme existence. He is free from bodily needs, birth and death. Not only does Arjuna confirm this, but all the Vedic literatures, the Puranas and histories. Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavad Gita, 10.12-13 purport.
Arjuna's word would have been sufficient. After all, he was a celebrated bow warrior. He was the leader of the Pandava side in the great Bharata War. He loyally and dutifully followed etiquette and protocol, both within family life and during military conflict. He came from a respectable family. His eldest brother, Maharaj Yudhishthira, was known for following Dharma. Yudhishthira was born from the god of justice, Yamaraja, and he tried his best to uphold the principles of righteousness, both when as a leader and also during a period of an unlawful ouster, when the brothers were exiled from the community after being cheated out of their kingdom. Arjuna was also good friends with the son of Nanda and Yashoda. Krishna was related to him as cousin brother, and they were close in terms of association. Krishna later revealed that they have always been constant companions. The distinction is that Krishna can remember the previous experiences, whereas Arjuna cannot.
Shri Bhagwan Uvach Bahuni me vetitani Janmani tav charjun Tane aham ved sarvani Natvam ved parantap.
Quote, the blessed Lord said, many, many births both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, but you cannot, O subduer of the enemy.
Bhagavad Gita, 4.5.
There were no gaps in the building of credentials. Arjuna had it all. Therefore, when he stated that Krishna was the supreme pure Pavitram Paramam, there was no reason to doubt the claim. The endorsement from Arjuna was sufficient for establishing authenticity. At the same time, we know that the mind is flawed. It is one of the eight primary material elements, falling within the subtle category. The movement towards sense objects indicates the will of the mind. Everything begins with the mind. That mind is vulnerable to illusion. Regret can only take place if there was a mistake. There can only be a mistake if the mind did not process input correctly. If there can be mistakes, the mind is not always perfect. Therefore, Arjuna's classification of Krishna might not be correct. Though he witnessed firsthand the Virata Rupa, though he knows from great feats exhibited in past incidents, there is always the chance of an error in judgment. To settle doubts, Arjuna supports the claim by referencing authority figures. Krishna is known as Bhagavan within the Vedas themselves. He is so great that the Vedas are not sufficient for describing him. He is best known by those who want to know him, who desire his association, but the Vedas exist for facilitating that approach.
Nigam Agam Saheb Sugam Ram Samchilicha Ambu Asan Avlokiyat Sulab Sabe Jagmamha.
Quote, the Supreme Lord, who is difficult to know by even the Vedas, can become known easily when there is sincere desire for Rama, just as water and food come easily for those living in this world.
Dohavali, 80.
Then there are the authority figures who follow the Vedas. Divala, Asita and Narada confirm that Krishna is Bhagavan. They know that Narayana is the source of men and that he appears in this world from time to time. They support Arjuna's conclusion that Krishna is the supreme resting place, Param Dharma. He can only be known in this way, through Parampara. Through the word of others, who received the information in the same chain of descending instruction, we can know God in truth and make our lives perfect. In closing, ignorance quickly clearing, when through others hearing, of Sri Krishna's standing, powers greatest commanding, such that none superior to see, supreme resting place is he, supported by authority figures who, Divali, Vyasa and Narada too,